Blog Talk Radio.
About those things that will enhance our lives, making us understand that those things that keep us bound, keep us worried, keep us out of position of accepting and living our full destiny and purpose are not our reality.
Again, I am Marina Fool. I am so honored that we have this opportunity to spend the morning together and embrace who we are and what we are attempting to be, because that is who we are destined and purposed to be. Welcome everyone who is listening in the chat room and on the phone lines. If you want to get in on the phone lines directly, you can contact me at 646-378-1135, 646-378-1135. We're trying a new thing here. We are starting to do a blog TV broadcast simultaneously with our Blog Talk Radio broadcast. And so this is a new experience for us. We're learning how to do some things, how to get the camera right, how to put up the signs, how to do the breaks and conversations. So we're just going to continue on today and invite you to bear with us and stay with us, and let's enjoy our lives together and our time together. So again, we'll be here every Tuesday and Thursday morning beginning at 10:30 a.m. Central. Here you can join me and you can learn about the Not My Reality conversations. So we're going to go right away into our commercial breaks, and then we'll be right back after this. This month's theme is financial fitness. So here we're going to be talking to people, and today I'm going to give us some insight on what exactly are the things we can focus on. We can focus on one area at a time. Everything doesn't have to be done immediately. We can pace it out. We can plan. We can expect that we have a future and that we can address it. Not procrastinate, but plan, so that we can have a better future with ourselves financially. So we'll be right back after these words.
Author Marian Afua has written two powerful and thought-provoking books, Not to My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, and Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your True Reality. They both offer therapy for the soul that is filled with empowerment and offer a code of conduct for an enhanced life and longevity. These books are available everywhere books are sold, including Amazon.com and MarianAfuaSpeaks.com. You can also join Marian Afua for moments of conversation on Blog Talk Radio, Tuesday and Thursday mornings, 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. Marian Afua, Not My Reality, and Seeking Escape. Two books that you don't want to let miss out on your next book club or book conversation. Life and spiritual coach, minister, author, and inspirational speaker. These are just a few titles used to describe Marian Afua. But her name says it all. She is an innovator and bringer of change. If you desire to change for the better, contact Marian Afua at 480-269-1038, 480-269-1038, or by visiting EfuaSpeaks.com. EfuaSpeaks.com. Marian Afua. Change for today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life.
And we are back here on this morning's program. We are so honored that you have taken time out. Begin to share our stories, our opportunities with one another so that we can be able to understand just exactly what we have in store on today. We're talking about being financially fit on today, and we're going to be assessing, just like we do our physical health and just like we assess the repairs that need to be done in our homes and our vehicles, we're going to begin to talk about financial fitness. So assess your physical health and assess your financial health is exactly the same way. You want to keep yourself in shape. You want to keep yourself healthy, and that's no different when it comes to your finances. So you need to begin to do an x-ray of your life, of your finances, and see what exactly is there. You need to know about cash flow. Now, people think that cash flow is all about businesses and how much money a business is making, but it's also about your life. Your life is a business. Your life is your business. I'll say it again. Your life is your business. And your financial fitness is a part of that life maintenance. So you need to be able to put a plan of action in hand that you can follow through on. And the first thing you're going to do is you're going to realize how much money do you have coming in? Not what they said they're going to pay you before taxes, but how much money do you actually have coming into your house that you have access to that you can actually use to maintain your lifestyle? So that's the first thing. How much money do I have coming in? Once you do that, then you're going to have to be able to look at how much money am I spending? How much does it take for me to have my lifestyle? If you're bringing in $1,000 a month and your car note is $495 a month, that leaves about $500 for your housing, for your food, for your insurance, for transportation, for clothing, for utilities. That's a bit much. So you want to begin to be serious and responsible for recognizing your real cash flow. This is what we're talking about, financial fitness. We've all been there. Hey, I've done it. I had to do it, and I learned, and I am learning, and I'm continuing to grow in my financial fitness plan. The next thing I want to talk about is that we need to have a copy of our credit report. We need to know what our reputation is when it comes to our credit worthiness and our standards. Now, here's what happens. There's something called freecreditreport.com. You can get, or freeannualcreditreport.com. You can get a copy of all three of the credit bureau's reports. That's Experian, that is TransUnion, and, Experian, TransUnion, and Expedite, I think it's called. But they're all three, so I'll have that for you before we end the program tonight, and I'll email it to you. You just need to be able to know exactly what's there. Quite possibly, there's something there that should be removed. There are statutes and laws that says how long that a debt can be on your credit bureau. And here's something else that I found out in my journey to financial fitness. If you had a debt that was unpaid and it went to a collection agency, the collection agency has it for a certain amount of time. They attempt to collect the debt. They're unable to collect the debt. Well, they sell it to the next collection agency. And now that debt becomes a new debt, although it's an old debt. So you need to be aware of what's on your credit bureau, because just like we want good numbers for our cholesterol, good numbers for our blood pressure, good numbers for our overall health, we want to do the same thing for our credit score. A good credit score, base credit score, is about 640. The best credit score is you want to be in the 700 club. Anything 700 and above, you are guaranteed to get lower rates. You are guaranteed to have better opportunities to obtain quality credit that won't put you further in debt and make you indebted. So that's what we're talking about here with our financial fitness plan here on Moments of Conversation. I want to remind everybody we're going to be here. We're simultaneously broadcasting here, and we're going to be talking about financial fitness the whole month. We're going to have some guests coming up on this week and next week, so be sure to join us here. I'm glad that I have a couple people streaming in on the chat rooms, on Blog Talk Radio, as well as people who are also streaming in on the Blog TV. And so I'm excited about that. So thanks so much for joining me. We're going to continue our conversation. The next thing that I want to talk to you about is think about how we can have savings, how we can actually begin to save a little money. Now, this may sound like an old adage, and we're going to talk about it, but it's real simple, real simple. It is simply this. You get paid $100. I'm using that as simple. You get paid $100, and you put away $10 for yourself into a savings account. That's for your savings, 10%, $10. You don't touch it. You don't even attempt to know that it's there. You hide it from yourself. You place it in the bank. Do whatever has to do. I'll tell you a great place to start an account with less than $25 is a credit union. A credit union often starts an account with as little as $5 in your account. And many of them have programs that are called Fresh Start programs that will give you a savings account that allows you to start that savings account with as little as $25. And then you can build up your credit worthiness and your savviness to be able to have a checking account and a debit card and things such as that. So it's also part of our reestablishing. And so what you have to do is it's about a little at a time. So if you get $10 a week, then put aside a dollar. If you get a dollar, then put aside a dime. But it's really important to plan for your future. Remember, we are talking about living our best life ever exponentially. We are transforming our minds, our thoughts, our feelings, our expressions to be able to live the best life exponentially. That's what it's about. It's about having a not-my-reality conversation with yourself on a regular basis, saying those perceptions of poverty, lack, doubt, worry, fear are not your reality. You're going to do everything you can to make sure that you have the realities of longevity, good life, and you're able to leave a legacy behind when it's all said and done, and that you're happy while you're living your life. That you're living exponentially. That's what the plan is. That's why we're taking time out this whole month of February to become financially fit. Because it doesn't matter if you're spiritually astute. It doesn't matter if you're physically astute and healthy. But if your finances are not, it's going to impact you spiritually, mentally, and physically. So we want to address that here, and that's why we're talking about it today. The thing is to plan and accept that the plan will work. 10% of whatever you make, you put aside for savings. Another 10%, if you choose, you can put aside for charity donations. And don't go above that. I don't care what they say. If you're part of a religious or a social community, then that's how you do it. And so I know, because listen, people say to me all the time, and I get this question all the time, well, how do you save when you're in a limited income and you have children and you have tuition fees and you have tennis shoes and you have to buy lunches and all that? I'm going to tell you, it's called prioritizing. A lot of times we have been conditioned in this society to be what? Consumers. Our children, from the time they are babies, we place them in front of the television, even to watch TV shows that are supposed to be educational, and they are inundated or overwhelmed by commercials that are getting them and convincing them to purchase products at a young age. Our children want the fuzzy snuggies. Our children want to be able to have opportunities to buy things. They want the juicy juice. They want this particular product. We want to buy this brand of Pampers. We want to buy or diapers. We want to buy this kind of lotion, this type of shampoo. But we have to say what I always tell us, stop. Take in a deep breath and know that we are not obligated to purchase those products. We have to prioritize our needs. Again, you're making an assessment. You're going to decide what it is you need and what's applicable to your life. So then, again, instead of buying five of the highest priced new gadget toys, quite possibly you buy one. Maybe you only treat yourself out to eat once a month versus getting rushed and tired and buying fast food for the children. I've learned that chicken patties at home are just as good as Mac chicken. I've learned with my children that buying hamburgers at home and taking time to have family time together has allowed me to stick to my financial fitness plan. For me, one of the first things I did when I began to look at my finances is when I got a summary in preparation for a business loan. And they did a summary and assessment and review of my finances, and I realized that I spent almost $1,000 in 1 month on fast food and restaurants for my family. And hello. So, yeah, $1,000 is a bit much. $1,000 is a vacation for me and my children. Exactly. So I had to go back and reassess, and what I found was that every morning when I was leaving, I was going out to work, I would stop at the McDonald's on my way to work that I would pass, and I would stop and purchase a mocha, a cafe mocha. It's a coffee, a gourmet coffee at McDonald's. $3 a day. $3 times 5 days a week was $15. $15 times four is $120. $60. $60 times 12 months, that's $960. There's that $1,000 alone. So what I realized is that in some days I was leaving work picking up a frozen or an ice mocha. That stuff adds up. So we have to begin to prioritize and understand that, yes, save a little something. Even if you just take an old soda bottle or you go and you put it into an old jar and you just put pennies, let it add up. Let's teach. I have my children doing that, collecting change because they want to take a vacation. And being an entrepreneur, I don't have the luxury that I used to have of working a full-time job. However, I'm learning how to prioritize and plan for the things I want to enjoy, to live my life exponentially, to have the best life ever. That's what it's about. It's not about minimizing and making your life less quality. It's about maximizing the opportunity for quality in your life. So, yes, even saving a dollar, you think you know me, as my guest on Blog TV today says. So even saving a dollar a month, yes, that is good. Save $1 a month because that's $12 a year. And sometimes in a month you may realize that you can save more than a dollar. You will be surprised. A friend of mine said that she saved every silver, every type of coin she had. She didn't care what it was. It was a penny, quarters, whatever her change was, she threw into a old 2-liter soda bottle, and she just kind of kept building them up. And at the end of the day, she just posted on Facebook that her savings after 12 months was $941. $941, I know I could use that. So it's the little things that we do to begin to do it. Okay, so with money, I'm going to read the comment out of the chat room. It says, I was okay with money a while back, but Sugar Honey Iced Tea went downhill when I lost my job and didn't get no government support. I totally understand that. I totally understand that because, as I said, I'm no longer employed. And see, the problem is that when we're employed, we're not implementing strategies. And a lot of these programs, they tell us we have these 401Ks or 401Ks, and we have these annuities, and we have these different programs, short-term disability and all that, but it runs out eventually. Or there are special conditions that we have to meet in order to get it. So we have to wait for it to come, or we pay a large penalty, which ultimately ends up meaning that we didn't get the benefit that we expected to get from that product. So, yeah, I know. See, you thought I was just out here talking. When I talk about moments of conversation, and I talk about it in depth in my two books, Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, as well as Seeking Escape, A Conversational Journey to Your Real Reality and Your Authentic Self. Why? Because I want people to understand that, yes, I have gone through financial ruins. Yes, I've gone through divorce. Yes, I've had physical illnesses. Yes, I've had to raise children alone. Yes, I've had to give up a home that I loved and that in a neighborhood that I embraced. But I realized that once I let go, I was so much more happier. Because the reality is, if I wouldn't have let it go, I would have had a foreclosure. The reality is, if I would have continued to live the way I was living, I never would be happy. Or I would probably be dead, and my children would get an insurance policy, and then it would be gone in a matter of a couple of years. So you want to make sure you plan out. Being financially fit is so important. It's so important to heal. It's so important to know. So now I can sit here and share with you, out of service, how to get financially fit. Really, it is about prioritizing, understanding how your money is, not being afraid to ask for help. And that means if you need to negotiate your bills, negotiate. Listen, they're going to call you if you owe them. So you just simply tell them, I am unable to make a payment at this time. You're asking me for an amount that I don't have. Are you willing to forgive some of the debts? Are you willing to negotiate a payoff without giving me a penalty of saying that it went into a red or that it's going to show up as a negative on my account? See, you have to take the time out to be responsible for your life. Be responsible. I had a bill collector call me one time and said, why don't you just borrow the money from someone? Well, I played a joke. This is what I do. I played a joke, and I put the phone down, and I came back, and I asked for the person who was on the phone. They had given me their name. And I said, hey, can you loan me the money? I need to pay this bill off really bad. And the guy hung up on me, and I've never heard anything more from them. And that letter got a letter that asked me to share with them the importance of my program. And try to get that debt reduced. So just keep that in mind and join me again here on Moments of Conversations here every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central Time, 11:30 a.m. Eastern. The whole month of February, we have a powerful lineup. We're going to have some guest speakers coming in. Next week, Tuesday, we're going to have Ilya Blakely. He is a financial consultant for the BMO Harris Bank. He's a consumer relations assessor and advisor. He's going to talk to us about the whole savings plan and how do you get the most out of a bank or a credit union situation so you can be able to move yourself ahead. Also, we're going to be joined by Craig Wright, who is a numerologist and a metaphysicist, and he's going to talk to us about understanding how knowing our numbers for our life can really impact us financially. I'm telling you, join me back. You will not regret it. If you ever want to get on the phone lines, all you have to do is dial 646-378-1135, and you can have a personal conversation with me. And we're also going to have someone on in the month of this month of February as well from the Wisconsin Women's Business Initiative Corporation, and they're going to talk about how do we do it. We're also going to talk about if you file for bankruptcy, is that really the best issue for you? Is that the best solution for your current financial status? The biggest thing is we just have to revamp the way we think. revamp the way we think. We need to transform our thoughts. We must elevate ourselves from a language that no longer bears the weight of our reality. What is our reality? That place, that destiny, that vision, that dream that you were given, not the one you were told of, but the one you were actually given to live out. That's what's important. And no, your family's not going to understand it. Your children's not going to understand it. Your spouse is not going to understand it. Your religious people are not going to understand it. Your spiritual friends are not going to understand it. But you must understand that this is your path, your journey. You must do it. So even when they don't understand it, you keep staying focused. You keep making sure that you do what is necessary to make your life exponential in every way, every day that you live it. So we're going to be right back after this commercial break, reminding everyone that my books are available on Amazon.com, or you can go to my website at afuaspeaks.com, E-F-U-A-speaks.com, and pick up your copy of Not My Reality, Encouragement While Dancing in the Storm, which is a compilation of affirmations, spiritual quotations, and things that I've used in my life to get ahead, to come out of the storm, to realize that I could come out of the storm and know that it's okay, and be here today to spend some time with you. So join me again on Tuesday and Thursday morning. What time? 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, here for what? Moments of Conversation with Marian Afua. You can also go to my Facebook page, and you can like our page, our show page, which is Marian Afua. Or you can join me on the actual show page at Moments of Conversation with Marian Afua on Facebook. Also, if you want to continue to be subscribed, you can subscribe to me here on Blog TV, or you can subscribe to me preferably on iTunes as well. So make sure you understand that it is truly about a life change, and it is about a transformation. It is about your agreeance to understand that you want to change, and that that change may seem difficult initially, but it is possible. And it's what we need at this time. The messages come at the time that we need it. You're not alone. We can do this. Have I gotten to exactly every level I would like to be at for my financial fitness? No. But guess what? I'm a lot further to it and closer to it than I ever thought I would be 2 or 3 years ago. So let's remember to share with each other. Again, if you want to reach out to me, find me at Moments of Conversation, just as the show page says, Moments of Conversation with Marian Afua on Facebook. You can also find me on iTunes. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can subscribe to the show on Blog Talk as well. But we will be here every Tuesday and Thursday morning at 10:30 a.m. Central, 11:30 a.m. Eastern, sharing with you this month, in the month of February, our theme of financial fitness, the transformation of your financial mind. That's the key. Tell a friend, bring a friend, and be sure to join me again here on Moments of Conversation. So remember, when things begin to cloud you, make you feel overwhelmed as if you just can't do it anymore, stop. Say out nice and loud and take a deep breath and say, that's not my reality. Know that there's so much more awaiting you, that it's a greater place for you to exist in, not the way they told you to be, not how they told you you are, but the way you were destined and purposed to be. So until next time, continue peace and blessings. See you next week.